This ministry is about the word that makes sense. That's our mantra. Because if you can't have success by living the kingdom life, then we haven't done a really good job. We want you to be successful in what you do. We want you to be successful in accomplishing your God purpose. We want you to understand scripture in a practical way that you can implement in your life. That is why we constantly have you reading books, doing homework, completing assignments. But you have to look at it like this. Now, I know that your job is important. Your schoolwork is important. All of these things that surround you are important. But God has to become your priority. What does that mean? That means I need to read my Bible, do my homework before I do my schoolwork, before I do my job work. That means that you have to put your time in correctly. See, it's not that you don't have enough time. It's that your mind has not determined that learning and understanding the God way is the priority. And the God way has got to be your priority. And that's why I say to you, at the beginning or at the top of the week, begin to do the God things first. At the top of your day, do the God things first. See, those are the things that are going to set you on that right path, that perfect path. When you take and say at the end of the day, oh, I forgot to do my homework. Oh, I forgot to do thus and thus. Oh, I didn't get my reading done. You put that at the bottom. And that's not regarded as priority. And see, you have to send the message to your mind that God is the priority. Development of my faith, my God self, the Holy Spirit within me is here to guide me and to help me to understand and to learn how to walk in my God self and how to walk in God and His abilities that already exist within me. You see, that's not what the world, that's not what our friends and our associates are doing. And that's why we're all having the same level of non-accomplishment. You want to accomplish in life, then God has to become priority. And that doesn't mean, well, you know, I just know that God is first in my life, or I put God first in my life. That's not by making statements or writing confessions that God is first in my life, but it's actually by the actions that you're doing. That is what says that God is first in your life. And nobody knows that better than you. Nobody knows that God is first. Only you can put God first in your life. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you got to become a psycho? And every day you got to be like, oh, God is first. I got it. See, you're doing it again. You see, you're making it into a religion. You're making it into some type of job. It's got to become something of ease. And that means that it's got to be wrapped in love. You have got to learn how to wrap yourself and the things that you do in love so that they come across peacefully. You know, you can't be always, how do you say it? Just constantly hyped, you know, hyped on the belief or hyped on God or hyped on certain things. You have to have consistency means that you're constantly in the flow. You know, like a river, not a river, but a stream. A stream flows constantly. It flows constantly in that one direction. It is not, even if it's got rocks and different things along the banks or along the stream, just the water just goes around it or the water just goes over it. And that's what you have to understand when you're looking at things and when you're hearing about streams in the Word of God. Think about it in those terms. And you want to get your life on a path where it becomes streams. And when things come, see, things that come to your life or come to our lives because they want to upset us. They want to change the flow of our life. But if you live your life as a stream, then when you hit a rock, or when a rock comes and it's a bill that you feel like you can't pay, or a circumstance that you feel like you can't overcome, when you have lived your life with God as the priority or the first person that you contact, then you should be a stream. It shouldn't bother you to the point that it stops flowing. Your stream stops flowing. The water of you, the who you are, the Holy Spirit of you, stops flowing. That's what it is. It's these streams of life. Where you think about it, I keep seeing this rock that's there that is trying to stop you. And it doesn't matter how big the rock is when you're in the stream. If you've ever seen a stream, it doesn't matter if it's a mountain. That water will go around it. That water will figure out a way to go around it, because water has one job, and it has to flow. That's what his job is in a stream. It has to just keep going. And that's what you have to do. Keep going. And I'm not talking about keep going because of negatives that are happening in your life like that. But I'm saying, don't allow those negatives to affect the flow of your stream. Your stream is putting God as priority in your life. And see, I know that every one of us, including myself, can work on that. That's where you become skilled at different things. You know, you become great at doing a certain thing. You know, a lot of times, people are good at one thing, so they don't even attempt to do anything else out of fear of not being able to do it as well. You know, you can't even learn a new skill because you're afraid you're not going to be able to do it. And that's something that we all have that we need to overcome or know how to overcome. And we need to look at the things that Jesus did, and we study Jesus, okay? We don't just read Jesus and fall out in the spirit, but we study him. You know, as I'm reading and I'm looking at the things that he overcame, see, he was God wrapped in flesh, but he came so that he could be connected to humanity. He could really experience what humanity was experiencing and say, you know what, let me see how difficult this really is. You know, because I can't call you to the carpet or require you to do something that I myself am not able to do, or I am not able to accomplish in a human vessel. So let me come down and be in a human vessel. Let me experience the same things that humanity, any human being, would experience. Let me experience pain. Let me experience rejection. Let me experience, you know, these hurts. Let me experience disappointment. Let me experience these kinds of things myself. Because the scripture says that he was acquainted. He was familiar with the things that grieve humanity. He experienced those things, but he also overcame them in a human body. So when he overcame them in a human body, that means that he has given us the ability to overcome them in a human body as well. And the way that we do that is we study Jesus and get skill at overcoming. See, when a painful situation keeps coming back to you, that means that you're not skilled in overcoming that painful situation, like rejection. If rejection keeps coming to you and you keep responding to it instead of flowing and continuing to flow, then you haven't overcome that particular thing. I'll give you a prime example. Years ago, when the Lord called me into ministry, I didn't have those issues that, you know, a lot of women have. I had a good husband that was embracing and very protective of women and me in general. I had a father that always told me that I was no less or no different than a man, that anything I wanted to do in life, I could do. So having those things in me was very helpful when ministry came about. And I remember being in a church and they did not allow women in the pulpit, you know, and I was a minister at that time. And you know what? I didn't care. Even in recent weeks, I got an email from somebody. I have no idea who this person was, but they said, you know, they came up with the scripture, God doesn't want women to preach. And they, you know, they put out some scriptures or something like that. But if I wasn't in the stream of in that area, that could have been a devastating thing for me. But I have absolutely no issue with the man woman preaching thing. That doesn't bother me at all. I don't even respond to it. It doesn't affect my stream. It doesn't affect my flow, you know? Now, there may be other things that might affect my flow that I'm working on, you know? It might be my relationships with my kids, my children, adults, because they're adults, so you have a different type of relationship, family relationships, you know, relationships that I might be working on. But in general, you know, I'm learning, and we're always learning different things about ourselves. So I'm learning when, you know, wow, that thing doesn't bother me like it used to bother me, or it doesn't affect me like it used to affect me. There are certain things, you know, well, if I don't get it accomplished, you know, I'm falling apart and I'm just a wretch undone. You know, why would I sing songs like that? Why would I tell my subconscious that I'm a wretch undone, you know, or I'm not worthy of the love of God? And you know, why would I sing songs like that? Why would I listen to someone preaching such a message to me that I'm not worthy? And how can you preach the message of I'm not worthy after salvation? How can the message of not being worthy after salvation be a message that you would give to me? And then you just constantly telling me I'm not worthy, or I'm a wretch undone, or I don't deserve, or I'm undeserving of the love of Christ, or I'm undeserving of what God has bestowed upon me. How do I respond to that if I don't have any, you know, if God's not my priority? I'm going to respond to that, you know, negatively. I'm going to see, because when something comes to you, when a word, whether it's a, you know, from the pulpit or a person, for some reason, it comes through you. You know, you do self-examination on things that people say. Self-examination. And sometimes it's like what the Bible talks about, the fiery darts that come, you know, and try to penetrate. And that's what the fiery darts are. They try to come and penetrate. But if you're flowing, even an arrow that, let's say the arrow hits you in the arm and it's sticking in your arm, but if it's in a stream, it's flowing and you don't even feel it. And you have to get to the point in life and in the things of God that He's taking you in and through, that these things don't affect you. You know, you're not going, see that, and this is how you know they affect you. You're not going home and whining and crying to God about, God, help me, this is not fair. People just don't treat me right. Or, God, this is not fair. I don't know why my life is going this direction. That right there lets you know you are not skilled. Okay, because God wants us to walk upright in His presence. And that unto itself has to become a skill. I'm not telling you to become snobbish, but I'm telling you that we need to learn how to walk upright in the presence of God. In order for that to happen, you have to have God as your priority. God has to become the center. He's got to be your center. Yes, that's true. But he also has to be your priority. It can't be secondary. And it's like this. You make him first in your mind. Okay? Because you're not always, going to be on point 7 days a week, 24/7. But when you learn to make God the priority in your mind, your subconscious is going to push that up to your consciousness. It's going to make everything come in your direction that is right and true and good. But if you don't do the work, it's not going to happen. And that's why the Logos Fellowship has this mantra, where the word makes sense. And that's why we have the church training platform. And that's why we use the church training platform. Because it's not just for the Logos Fellowship, but it's for whosoever will, whosoever desires to gain that understanding can do so. Well, you can't, you can't be eating from a whole bunch of tables. You know, I tell you, can't eat from a whole bunch of tables and you can't eat a whole lot of different things at one time because it'll make you sick. Man, we're not out here for the feel good. Not out here for feel good, because some of this stuff, it doesn't necessarily feel good when you're getting skilled or you're getting to a place where you understand how these things work. But that's what we do. And I just wanted to put that out there in clarity so that we could understand it. And I hope this is helpful to you and helpful to your day. Blessings.